Our guest for the half hour is Kevin Miller, CIO of Evaluator Funds. Kevin, pleasure to have you on the program. Make sense of the U.S. earnings season as it has unfolded so far.
Well, I think we're keeping our roll going in the right direction, right? I mean, ever since, 2016, we saw the tax cuts impact the earnings through 17, averaging in the mid-20s, and now we're still looking strong. Especially when you can consider where interest rates are. If we can get earnings averaging 10 to 12%, I think that's better than what most of us expected at the beginning of the year. And coming off a strong GDP number, I think we're going the right direction.
Well, Kevin, you know, the thing about that strong GDP number, as you well know, good headline, 3.2%. Look inside, though, consumer spending was cut in half to about 1.2%. Business investment is flat. And, of course, business investment didn't rise very much at all with those tax cuts last year. So what's going to drive earnings?
Well, I think you're going to see consumer spending come back. I don't think it's going to go the other direction and start, you know, leading us into our economic contraction. You know, you have to go back and look at some of the climate that we had that has driven some of that reduced spending. And I'd still believe that the expansion is going to come through CapEx spending. I don't think our corporations are done there. They're not laying people off. We still have demand. Unemployment is still high. Initial claims, we're not going the other direction. I mean, we look at several indicators, and from our perspective, we feel better about the direction we're going, trying to sustain, as opposed to we don't see a reversal at this point in time.
Kevin, very quickly, I mean, we saw the decline in Alphabet as a result of that top-line miss, but Apple's numbers seemed to were greeted, you know, in a very positive way. 10 seconds, do you continue to buy into tech here?
I don't think you can take tech out of your portfolio. Just it's a continual evolution. Apple's going to do well. I'd get positioned in Apple just in anticipation of 5G coming out.
Mm-hmm.
When that comes out, everyone's going to be getting new phones, and I think you're going to see some pretty strong numbers down the road.
Can I ask you about the Fed? But I want to give you a little historical anecdote, because back in the day when I was at CNBC, a day trader told me that people hated it when I would get on Squawk Box and talk about what the Fed was going to do in raising rates. They didn't want to hear about it, right? They didn't want anybody to rain on their parade.
Yep.
How does stock market feel about the Fed now? How important is it to, like, this question of how earnings are going to do? Anybody in the Trump camp of, hey, cut rates again?
Well, you know, I there's two things that we always go by, and one of them is you don't fight the Fed and the direction they're going. You better pay attention. The fact that they're going to sit tight with rates, what we've seen since Chairman Powell came out with that announcement and confirmation in January, February timeframe, we've seen small caps and mid caps just really come on strong for us. My perspective is the next move the Fed will make, it'll be they'll just completely discontinue their unwinding of their balance sheet. And which I think would be, I don't see them dropping rates until they get to that level. And then after that, if we get an infrastructure bill in place and agreed to and passed through Congress, and then if we end up with a China trade agreement, I don't think the next move the Fed's going to need to make is to go down. I actually think they will be contemplating needing to increase rates, because I anticipate those two elements, the infrastructure and the trade agreement, will have a very positive impact on our economy and our markets.
So help me understand why they may temporarily, at least, back away from the balance sheet unwind. I mean, do you see financial conditions being excessively tight right now?
No, I think they did overshoot their target, if you will, back in February, probably even September's rate increase. But I think we've had enough expansion in the marketplace that we're getting by. I disagree with President Trump. I don't think they need to cut it back 100 basis points. If they cut it back 25, that'd be fine. But I don't see why they would do that while they're still trying to unwind the balance sheet. The discontinuing of the unwinding will help generate some liquidity, and it'll reduce the volatility. What I'd like to see them do is do that, discontinue that first, give it 2 or 3 months, see how the economy responds. They can always lower. I think sometimes they get over anxious and they raise too fast or they lower too fast and they don't let the economy absorb what they're doing and giving them time to consider whether they've overshot or undershot.
Kevin Miller, I hope a lot of people are listening to that, and I know they are, because I think you just put this all in a terrific perspective. I have, though, to move on to Eurozone, the growth. Europe got weaker by the end of the year. March, OECD slashes the forecast, especially for Germany, their biggest, strongest economy. Some early signs that maybe things are looking a little bit better. What do you see there, and importantly, what does it mean for investors?
Well, what I would say, Europe is, I don't think it's a sustainable structure, to be candid. I don't think you can nationalize currency without nationalizing the debt. And I'm not saying it's going to need to be restructured in the near term, but I just don't see 10, 15 years out that it's going to be in the same environment that it currently is. There are good companies over there to invest in. I'd be very cautious about indexing that market at this point in time. I'll just leave it at that. There are good individual companies that will do well, but overall, there's going to be a lot of transition. I mean, the ECB has had quantitative easings that are multiple times the size of our quantitative easings, and some of those countries are still in a negative rate environment. Mm. So there's not a lot more levers left in there, or arrows in their quiver, or levers for them to pull, and they're going to have to look at the social structure of their the government social welfare programs to start cutting some expenses.